Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of April, the Feast of St. George, in the fourth week of Eastertide. Salt of the Sound sings Abide With Me. As you listen, prepare for prayer by becoming aware of God's loving presence with you now.
Abide with me.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Here, Jesus describes himself as a vine, and God, his loving Father, as the vine grower. Imagine a vine growing strongly, abundantly leafy, drooping with bunches of grapes. Perhaps one you've seen growing in a warm climate, or in a hothouse. In what way is this a good image to describe how Jesus wants us to grow in him? Is this image of the vine one that speaks to you? Do you feel cared for, protected, gently pruned, as a vine cherished by the vine grower, close to Jesus? As you listen to the passage again, notice how Jesus keeps repeating how carefully the vine is treated in order that it will be fruitful. How he tells us again and again that being closely grafted into the true vine, abiding in him, enables us to be fruitful.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
What would you like to ask Jesus for, to help you to grow closer to him and be more fruitful? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.